At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And wonderfully hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. We've got a great podcast for you. Joining me in segment number two, we're going to be chatting with Sean Zwirl. He does great work over at Action Network. We're going to be taking a look at the outlook of all four series that we've got in Major League Baseball. We're certainly going to be hitting upon the two ALDS games that we have for today. We're going to be talking about how we both feel like the best two teams of baseball right now are a part of the Phillies versus Braves series. We were actually doing that interview mid-game where it looked like the Phillies were going to be able to get the job done. And for the sake of my DK Network write-up pick, I was hoping that they would. And you're going to hear in the recap in a minute that that was not the case, but we're going to be taking a look there. We're going to be diving in on just how he's going to be playing the rest of these series, the rest of these game threes. List goes on and on as well. So we're going to be doing that in segment number two. In the final segment, going to get you guys picks and analysis on both games on the betting board for this Baseball Tuesday as we touch them all. If you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter /X timeline, at @unit_D1. Keep in mind, literacy M, name does not matter, as per usual. Please do send these into the timeline and the other way via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter /X questions today, but certainly if you, like me, had the Phillies, you're in a pit of misery. If you had the Atlanta Braves, you're feeling very, very good today. So let's take a look back at what we saw on Monday, try to find some trends, and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
Yeah, everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Phillies late as they lose by a count of 5-4 to the Atlanta Braves after they got up by a count of 4-0 in this one. For the Atlanta Braves, Max Fried, not sharp. Issues 4 walks, gives up 3 runs over the course of 4 innings, and it could have been worse. He actually stranded the bases loaded in the first inning as the Phillies. They stranded 11 men on base, where Zach Wheeler, he was on it in this one. His first 6 outs were strikeouts, gives up 3 runs, 2 of which were earned over the course of 6 1/3 innings, but did make a mistake as he allowed Travis Arnaud to go yard, and then Jeff Hoffman in the 8th inning. He was the goat in this one with 2 outs in the 8th inning, a man on, and the Phillies leading by a count of 4-3, gives up a home run to Austin Riley, and that was the difference in this one as where the Atlanta Braves, their bullpen really stepped up as well. Kirby Yates does give up an unearned run in his ending of work as Travis Arnaud made a bit of a throwing error trying to get someone out, stealing a base, but then from there, Joe Jimenez, Pierce Johnson, AJ Minter, Rossiel Iglesias all come in for a scoreless inning, and for the Philadelphia Phillies, you had Hoffman get just 1 out before giving up that home run. Jose Alvarado was able to turn a scoreless inning. Gregory Soto, he's able to get an out of the bullpen as well, though, for the Philadelphia Phillies. Trey Turner did not have a great game in this one as he went 1-for-5 and he committed a pair of errors out there in the field, so sounds a little bit less than savory, and going to need to do a little bit of cleanup on the podcast, as the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, because that is from 9 to midnight Pacific, midnight to 3 Eastern time, does require me to recap these games a little bit in advance. So I'm doing this just as the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers game is getting started, but through a few innings, the Arizona Diamondbacks up by a count of 3-0. For the second straight game, the LA Dodgers did not get a good start from their pitcher, Bobby Miller. He gives up 3 runs over the course of 1 2/3 innings before Broussard or Gratterall came in the second inning. We shall see what happens there. But for the Dodgers, they have now, in 2 games in this postseason, gotten 6 outs from their starting pitching, and they did not use either of those starters as intended openers. That is not great, to say the least, as for the Diamondbacks. It wasn't even the home run ball that got them going, just a lot of small ball in general. And if the Dodgers are unable to come back, that would put them in a little bit of a world of hurt. And if you're taking a look at the trends that we've gotten in baseball thus far this postseason, we have been noticing that favorites have been coming up a little bit short. With the win that the Atlanta Braves were able to pull off on Monday, favorites now 6-9 straight up. Now, the good news for favorites is that the only team to not be able to cover the run line was the Atlanta Braves on Monday. And we have seen the totals be pretty even, Steven. 7 overs, 7 unders, and a push thus far, with the Dodgers game still pending. So that's what we're getting in baseball right now. A little bit of a shorter recap because, well, we don't have a lot of games remaining. We have to cherish all the ones that we do, and a man that has been doing an amazing job gauging the game of baseball all season long is Sean Zerillo. He's joining me next. We're going to look at all 4 of these series, take a look at what we're getting on Tuesday, and so much more right here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiP Family Podcast. Always great to be joined by this man, Sean Zarrillo. He does great work over at Action Network. He does projections for two main sports. Does a great job day in and day out with regards to baseball. He's been grinding this out since the season got started up in very, very late March. He has been doing a tremendous job on that front end. For those that like the fight game as well, he does a very good job with regards to taking a look at UFC as well. I know that he and Dan Stupp over at Action Network have been doing some absolutely tremendous work on that front as well. Sean has joined me on this podcast quite a bit over the years, always provides great insights, and you're able to follow him on Twitter/X at his first and last name, Sean Zarrillo. That last name is spelled Zerillo. And Sean, always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Greg. Not the most exciting baseball playoffs so far. Not much drama as of yet. Definitely some upsets. Keeps things a little bit interesting, but you do want to see the best teams playing at the end. This Phillies Braves series, to me, coming into the playoffs, I said whoever came out of it would end up winning the World Series. I felt pretty strongly about that, and my opinion hasn't really changed, even with the Phillies potentially going up two games here. So I think the Phillies are ready to take care of some unfinished business they might have had left over from last year.
Oh, absolutely. And with regards to the Phillies and the Braves series, as we are recording this, the Phillies are up 3-0 about mid-game against the Atlanta Braves. So I mean, certainly when this podcast is uploaded, it might be 1-1 for the Braves, but very good shape for the Philadelphia Phillies regardless. And I'm not sure how you gauge this series, but the more that I've been watching the Phillies, the more that I'm just convinced that right now we're seeing the best two teams in baseball with regards to this series. And I do think that whoever wins this series, in my opinion, they need to be the front runner for the World Series. Obviously, with the Atlanta Braves, that would be a sort of no-duh sort of situation. But I really like the way that the Phillies have been able to play down the stretch. I'm not sure if your opinion has either changed or just strengthened on the Phillies here down the stretch, but every single time I watch this team, I just become a little bit more bullish on them personally.
Absolutely. It's such a better team than the one that they had last year. Their bullpen is so much deeper. You saw when they wanted to go to a bullpen game in game one with Ranger Suarez, it was just another great arm inning after inning. They're able to do that now. They're able to throw their starter one time through a lineup, if it's not Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler, and get a lot of effective innings out of their bullpen. And if you can sandwich Wheeler and Nola in between, you know, your Ranger Suarez game and your Christopher Sanchez game, once you get to a 7-game World Series or a 7-game NLCS, I think the Phillies definitely have more than enough depth in terms of their pitching, and much more depth than they had last year, but also the defensive quality with Rojas in center field, platooning Pache and Marsh in left field. That's two really strong defensive outfielders. And then if you find ways to play all three of them across as a defensive replacement for Nick Castellanos late in the game, you know, you don't end up pinch hitting Pache for Marsh or vice versa, and you have all three left for late in the game, it's one of the best defensive outfields in baseball. So the Phillies, a much more versatile team than the one that they had last year, a much deeper team coming into the playoffs. I would have said whoever won the series is going to win the World Series. And I did bet the Phillies to win the National League at 7-1, on top of having Braves futures at 5-1 to win the NL from way earlier in the preseason and 10-1 to win the World Series. So definitely was hoping Atlanta would advance based on, you know, where my positions lie and where I stand to win more money. But I needed to have some sort of hedge on the Phillies. And I believe even coming to this game, the Phillies had moved to the favorite in the World Series market. So I don't think it's a team that is being overlooked whatsoever. They were 20-1 to win the National League coming into the playoffs last year. I hit that as well. They were less than half that price this year, considering that they had to go up against what looked like a very, you know, elite Braves team that was going to be the most difficult out for any team in this playoff. Philly's a very difficult path, you know, going through potentially the Braves, the Dodgers, and then whoever comes out of the American League, probably the toughest path, right, for any team in the playoffs. But you know, like I said, the Phillies, the Braves, the Dodgers, those were my top three teams from a power ranking heading into the playoffs. And I sort of had the best AL teams, you know, even Houston fourth or fifth. So, I mean, I completely agree with your opinion, Greg. I think these are the two best teams in baseball.
No doubt about it. And I think that what you brought up with the Phillies pitching is so big. As joining me on the show, we do have Sean Zarilli. He does great work over at Action Network. And right now I'm thinking it's going to be the Phillies that is able to win the series. We shall see. You don't want to be declaring anything over with regards to baseball playoffs because we have seen funky things happen in the past. But if they are able to make it that far, and for that matter, if it's the Braves as well, I think whoever wins the series, they just got such a good shot against whoever wins that Diamondbacks versus Dodgers series. Now with the Dodgers, they entered into Monday down 1-0 with regards to that series. We're doing this ahead of game two. Still would be a little bit surprised if the Dodgers aren't able to get the job done against the Diamondbacks. But I think regardless of whoever comes out of that series for the Phillies and the Braves, they should be able to advance because with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks for that matter, I really think that the starting pitching issues will catch up to them against the Braves or the Philadelphia Phillies against both of these teams. They've got some relatively good pitching overall with the Braves. Max Fried not looking good in game number two. That certainly is a concern for them. Meanwhile, with the LA Dodgers, having to throw a guy like Bobby Miller in game number two is not necessarily great. And if the Diamondbacks somehow, some way pull off this upset, Pat Zach Allen and Merrill Kelly, you just don't have reliable options for them.
Well, I disagree on Bobby Miller. Bobby Miller for me is, in terms of pitching plus in the second half, pitch modeling metric, Zach Wheeler was number one. Bobby Miller was number four amongst 177 qualified pitchers in second half starting pitcher pitch modeling metrics. Bobby Miller was a top four pitcher in baseball. I think he should have gotten the ball in game one for the Dodgers. I think it was egregious that the Dodgers started Clayton Kershaw, who his metrics for the past month, past 6 weeks since he came back off the IL, obviously show that he is less than 100%. He had 100% strain rate over that span. He basically was either giving up a home run with guys on base or he was getting double plays to get out of innings with guys on base and leaving them behind. And his ERA was around 2.3, which it was before he got hurt, except his expected FIP had gone up from about 3 to over 5. So Clayton Kershaw velocity was down. Pitch modeling metrics were down. Everything was down heading into that game one start. I have no idea why the Dodgers threw him. If he was going to pitch in that series, I assumed it wouldn't have been till about game four if the Dodgers needed a long man. But I'm pretty high on Bobby Miller. I'm pretty high on Ryan Pepiot. Pepiot didn't throw a ton of innings in the second half, but again, by second half pitch modeling metrics, he was basically ranking, you know, amongst the top 25 pitchers on underlying stuff plus metrics and location plus metrics. Theo Miller, for me, probably two guys I'm much higher on relative to the betting market. Lance Lynn, I think, was a good acquisition for them. But for a lot of these teams, once you get to that third, fourth starter, it does get, you know, a little bit hairy, especially the Diamondbacks team, who I'm actually higher on Brandon Pfaadt than the market, a bit lower on Zach Allen and Merrill Kelly than the market. So I think the Phillies with their pitching, they just may have the deepest pitching of everybody left. Even the blister issue for Fried, you know, suppose the Braves do end up coming back in this series, rallying to win it. They've talked about it quite a number of times on the broadcast with a blister. You know, it might be okay the first few times he goes through the order, the first so many pitches he throws with it. But the more he throws, the worse it's going to get. The more the seams are hitting that finger, the more the blister is going to develop and the more the hotspot is going to get bad. So walked four batters in four innings. I think that was a bit of rust. I think it was maybe a bit of the finger issue, but I don't think it's something that is necessarily going to get better as the playoffs go along either. So yeah, definitely have major concerns about the Braves starting pitching, considering Strider seems like he might be wearing down after a long season. You look at his late season numbers, and beyond that, Bryce Elder is a guy I've been against all year, and Charlie Morton's hurt. So it's major concerns for the Braves and their starting pitching. And it doesn't even matter, though, if they're not going to score any runs.
Yeah, which has been really the sterling part as well. The Braves shut out at home for the first time all season long in game number one against the Philadelphia Phillies. And to your point about Ryan Pepiot, he's a guy that, I mean, last year you could tell that he was just a little bit unseasoned. But when he came up to the big leagues this year, small sample size, so you do want to see a little bit more. And you have to wonder how guys going to respond really in his first postseason. But I did like what I saw from him as well. Joining me on the show, we do have Sean's role of Action Network. And how do you gauge that Orioles versus Texas Rangers game? Because I did just bring up a little bit of the inexperience that you've got with Bobby Miller, Ryan Pepiot when it comes to a postseason, and with the Texas Rangers. Obviously, this is a team that really hasn't been in the postseason since they had those epic duels with like the St. Louis Cardinals and what have you in the World Series. But I do think that a little bit of a lack of postseason experience is showing through for the Baltimore Orioles. And now they're on the ropes in a 0-2 hole against the Texas Rangers and need to win on Tuesday to save their season.
Yeah, and Eddie Eovaldi, a guy who I was betting against quite a bit at the end of the year, clearly seemed obviously injured. The final start that he had before the playoffs, he gave up 7 runs, but his velocity went back up close to where it was in the middle of the season. And that gave me some pause about betting against the Eovaldi in that wild card start with the Rays. I believe I bet the Rays in the first 5 innings, and he was great. It's as good as he's looked since coming back off the IL. His velocity bounced back to where it was previously. His breaking pitch was really sharp. So I've had to move Nathan Eovaldi back closer to where I handicapped him earlier in the season, back to where he was at his peak in the middle of the season. I don't know if he was working with Jacob deGrom, but his slider seemed better than ever this year. I mean, I was really impressed by what I saw visually from Nathan Eovaldi. I know the numbers, you know, the underlying indicators may not be as good as what he's done at the peak points of his career, but for me, he looked as good as he ever has. So I definitely like Texas in game 3, but oddly enough, I still like Baltimore to win the series. I have Baltimore winning the series still just more than 12% of the time, 12.5% of the time, which is about plus 700 in implied odds. So if you could bet Baltimore at plus 800 or better, that would technically be an edge for me, which means I must like them quite a bit in games 4 and 5 if it gets there, and definitely in game 5, assuming they can maybe piggyback Grayson Rodriguez and Kyle Bradish. But in terms of game 3 and why I'm not betting Baltimore on the series line, I projected Texas closer to minus 150 for the full game and minus 167 for the first 5 innings. So if you can get minus 140 on Texas for the full game and then about minus 155 for the first 5 innings, then I would bet more on that first 5 line. Just view Nathan Eovaldi as a significantly better pitcher than Dean Kramer if Eovaldi is back to 100%. And based on the numbers and the metrics and his velocity and how he looked visually in his last start, I'd say he's probably pretty close to 100% again. Don't know if he got a cortisone shot or something right before that start, but man, he looked back to midseason form after looking like absolute garbage for a 4 or 6 week stretch.
Yeah, that month of September, in every one of his starts, he was averaging about 3.5 innings a start with north of a 9 ERA, could not locate to save his life, and then all of a sudden against the Tampa Bay Rays, I think a little bit might have been the Tampa Bay Rays just having a rough series in general, but boy, he looks so much better. So I do agree with you on that front, and you also echoed a sentiment that I've been talking about as well. The longer the series goes, the worse it is for the Texas Rangers. The Rangers' best shot of being able to win this series is doing so very quickly, because the longer it goes, the more that bullpen, the more that rotation that has been really held together by duct tape and chicken wire at this point is going to be starting to break down, but they've got a lot of firepower at the front end of it. So I do think that that's going to be interesting to take a look at. And I know that coming into the playoffs as well, you were quite bullish on the Minnesota Twins. It's tied up 1-1 going into game number 3. We're going to get a total of 8 with the Minnesota Twins, right around about a minus 125 to a minus 135 favorite with Sonny Gray versus Christian Javier. How do you take a look at both this game and the series as a whole? Because I do think that game number 3 might be one where I look a little bit more at an under, because I really love the way that Sonny Gray has been pitching. And I do think that with regards to the dimensions and just the colder weather in Minnesota, we might get a little bit less offense here in game number 3 than we saw out there in Houston.
Yeah, I projected this total at 7.8. So I'm considering betting the under if it gets the plus money. You know, I need to double check the weather, things like that, get my final number on the game. But as of right now, have it just over 7.75, 7.78 is where my official projection or my preliminary official projection would be. I'll have a more finalized number in the morning. Definitely agree considering that under as well. I did bet the Astros initially because my initial projection was closer to plus 110 for this. I've done a little bit more digging into the numbers, and I actually ended up moving Minnesota closer to minus 127 today. So I bet Houston to plus 122. The number moved down. I bought out of my position, so I have no bet on this game as of right now, but it would agree, if anything, I'm looking to the under here. I think the biggest key is the differential in home runs allowed by these two pitchers, respectively. Sonny Gray allowed just 8 home runs all season. We see them put the graphic up in almost every playoff game that the team who wins the home run battle wins in the playoffs about 85, 87% of the time over the past 6 years. And Sonny Gray, over his career, allowing 0.8 home runs per 9 innings, and Christian Javier closer to about 1.3. Javier, a guy I bet win the AL Cy Young, lead the league in strikeouts coming into the year. He was awful. His metrics were awful through much of the year. In September, he seemed to find it again. I was projecting Javier closer to about a 4.1, 4.2 ERA type arm in September. So definitely upgraded him again towards the end of the year. And that's where I'm still handicapping him right now, again, leading to interest in betting the under. But certainly, I think just the differential in home runs allowed typically does favor the Twins too in a playoff environment where home runs seem to drive the winner more often than not. So under or pass probably for me on Twins and Astros. And just in terms of the series price over the final three games, it's basically a coin flip for me. If I was booking it, I would put it minus 110 on each side. So I think the series price market is correct there. I think it's a bit, as I said, overinflated towards the Orioles, and you can consider Baltimore, but I'm already betting Texas for game three. So not going to bet contradictory positions there either.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. I do think that we're going to be in for a pair of good games on Tuesday, and we're in for a good postseason in general. Sean, you've been doing such an amazing job taking a look at the game of baseball all season long. You do a great job with your projections day in and day out. I know you do a great job on the UFC front as well. As we know, baseball is going to be wrapping up within the next few weeks, but you keep yourself active all throughout the year because UFC really never has a layoff. So let the good people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, Greg, thank you for having me as always. You get all my picks for free every day in the Action Network app. And during the playoffs, we have our Payoff Pitch podcast, which is the Action Network's baseball betting podcast, running every single weekday. I'm on there Mondays and Tuesdays every week, but I'm going to be jumping on. If we have some elimination game fives on Thursday or Friday, I'll probably be jumping on there as well. So Payoff Pitch podcast every weekday during the playoffs.
Yeah, and let's hope that we are able to get some games on like Thursday and what have you, because there's right now a little bit of a threat that we might have a few days without baseball this week, the way that some of these series are shaking out. So let's hope that we're able to get some games to be able to break down there, as Shawnee does an amazing job of being able to break down all these games and lends tremendous insights on this podcast every single time he joins. Big thanks to Sean for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast. They give you picks and analysis on both games on the betting board for this Baseball Tuesday as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball. This is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Always great to get Sean Cirillo aboard. He does great work over at Action Network, taking a look at this game of baseball that we all know and love. Additionally, I know that for those that are fans of the fight game, he does a tremendous job doing his models and projections with regards to UFC as well. Every single time he joins this podcast, he lends some tremendous insights. So, a big thanks to Sean for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis on both games on the betting board for this Baseball Tuesday as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter feed at GNNR_D1. Very simple with regards to rotation order. We go Astros versus Twins and then Orioles versus Rangers, as Astros Twins is the early game and then the late game is one out there in Texas. And with regards to DK Network right to pick, it is good to be on this game out in Minnesota. 9:23, 9:24 on the bang board. It is Christian Javier who takes a bump for the Houston Astros, who are on the road against the Twins, with Sonny Gray taking the bump for Minnesota. Minnesota in between -125 to -135 favorites, and between +114 to +118 is your number on Houston. 8 is the total. The over is -115. The under is -105. My right of pick is going to be on this total under. I set mine at a 7.9 with the juice currently on the over. Does give us a nice little advantage, in my opinion, with regards to the under, just because, for one, with regards to the state of Minnesota, it is now October. It's a little bit cooler out there. Balls that will be flying out in like June and July. And this is a Houston Astros team that, despite the fact that they play in a little bit more of a pitcher-friendly ballpark, they have been a top 8 team all season long with regards to home runs on a per at bat and a per game basis. But that said, now that you've got these temperatures dipping down to like the mid to late 50s with regards to your high temperature, I think that that is going to be helping out with the under as well. And I do like the form of Christian Javier, with Christian Javier only about 8.5 strikeouts per 9 innings this year. It was a career low for him, but if you take a look at what he was able to do in his last 6 starts in the month of September, he had a 4.11 ERA, but the fielding independent was more around a 3.42 after having a really miserable run. He had about a 2.5 month stretch in which he was posting up north of a 6 ERA. Overall for the season, 4.56 ERA, career worst for him. Was giving up about 3 walks per 9 innings, but in that month of September, 11.7 strikeouts per nine innings, back to what he was doing during the 2022 season, and goes up against a Minnesota Twins team that may swing and miss a whole bunch. Their strikeout per at-bat rate this year is 26.7%, highest in baseball. Now, with the Minnesota Twins as well, this was the top-scoring team in all baseball in September, and if you include the regular season and the postseason, since the beginning of the month of September, this team is averaging darn near 6 runs per contest. But also, if you saw that series against the Toronto Blue Jays, they were able to get the sweep. Wasn't necessarily because they were ripping the cover off the ball, because they scored a combined 5 runs in that series. You could tell that the offenses were just a little bit suppressed by the situation at hand. And for the Minnesota Twins, they have scored now 3 runs of fear in each of their last 3 home games. I do think that the weather and it getting cooler starting to take hold a little bit. You do have a Twins team that has been able to do a better job of being able to move line here in the second half of the season, because you had 4 real power hitters for this team during the regular season. Michael A. Taylor, Carlos Correa, Max Kepler, Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo is currently out of the fold. All 4 of these guys had at least 18 home runs, but the only guy that gave you north of a 315 on base during the regular season was Max Kepler. But Royce Lewis has been absolutely awesome in all of his at-bats this year. He's getting a home run every about 13 or so at-bats, had those 4 grand slams during the regular season. He, Edward Julian, Matt Wallner, Alex Kurloff, along with Donovan Solano, these are guys that have been able to give you north of a 350 on base. Big for a Twins team that has been right around 20th in the big leagues with regards to batting average. And while this Houston Astros team is number 1 in the American League with regards to runs per game, I do think that they're going to have a tough time against Sonny Gray. Now, Yordan Alvarez already has 3 home runs in the series. This guy has been absolutely awesome. He, along with Chaz McCormick, have been able to do a nice job moving the line, as they both are in the regular season at north of a 350 on base. Kyle Tucker at north of a 350 on base. Jose Altuve, he had a leadoff home run in this series. He's done a good job of being able to move the line. Really, everyone other than Martin Maldonado is able to hit in this lineup, including getting back Michael Brantley, just a professional hitter for this bunch. But with Sonny Gray, gotta love the form that he's in. In his last 8 starts, this includes his 1 postseason start, he has given up a grand total of 7 earned runs, .370 ERA with 1.4 walks per 9 innings in this span, and he's been doing it all season long. In 30 out of his 33 starts between the regular season and the postseason, has given up 3 earned runs or fewer. I think that the Astros going to have a little bit of a tough time here, though. The Astros, they do have a solid bullpen. Brian DeBrayu, recognize that Hector Neris had a blow up in game 1, but he, Phil Maton, Kendall Graveman, guys like this, have been able to give you a sub-3.5 ERA all season long. They've been 6th in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA since the beginning of the month of July. Twins have been a little bit more league average, but Caleb Thielbar, Brock Stewart were missing quite a bit of time during the regular season. They are now back in fold. I think that that is very beneficial for them. Yoan Duran is a guy that is pretty unhittable as well. So in this spot, I did set the Minnesota Twins at a minus 126. A minus 125 I'm seeing, not really willing to lay much more than that, but going to be willing to lay it with the Minnesota Twins and my DK Network right to pick. That is going to be on this total under. And then the other game is 925-926 on the main board. The Baltimore Orioles, they are on the road. They're facing up against the Walker Texas Rangers. As Nathan Eovaldi goes for the Rangers, Dean Kramer is on the bump for Baltimore. And Baltimore finds themselves as underdogs anywhere between plus 118 to a plus 126 between minus 133 to minus 142. Your number on Texas. And in this spot, I was willing to take a plus 114 or greater with the Baltimore Orioles. Now, Nathan Eovaldi looked very good at his last start against the Tampa Bay Rays. He was able to go out there, and bigger than anything else, he was able to land length, because what I really picked up on was in the month of September, he was averaging less than 4 innings a start. He clearly was not looking like himself, so it was very beneficial to a Texas Rangers team, which the Achilles heel, I think anyone's going to tell you this, it is a bullpen. They were 24th in the big leagues this year with regards to bullpen ERA. You have Jose Leclerc along with Aroldis Chapman, who have been able to give you a sub-3.5 ERA. And really past that, nobody else has been able to do a very solid job in this bullpen. You've got a lot of guys like Grant Anderson, Will Smith, and company that just have not been able to cut it. So it is very important that Eovaldi gives a good start here. And you do have to have your question marks, because prior to that start against the Tampa Bay Rays, month of September, posting up a 9 ERA, the command was very much shaky, so you have to wonder if that was a little bit of a one-off start against a Rays team that just went ice cold during the postseason, or if he is truly back. Meanwhile, Dean Kramer, He actually comes into the postseason looking really good. I was impressed because he has given up quite a bit of our contact this year, and he's going up against the Texas Rangers team that they average the most runs per game at home of any team in all of baseball, being able to put up 5.96 runs per contest, nearly a full run per game more than they were able to register on the road. And for the Texas Rangers, their power numbers just vastly different home to road as well. Nearly 1.8 home runs per game when they are at home compared to 1.1 home runs per game on the road. But I do legitimately like the stuff of Dean Kramer. He's been able to up his strikeout numbers. Last season, he was only getting about 6.2 strikeouts per nine innings. This year, he was able to upgrade that to more like 8.2 strikeouts per nine innings. And comes in having allowed a grand total of 4 earned runs over the course of his last 3 starts. So that was something that you like to saw. And really, just in the second half of the season in general, he was a much sharper pitcher. And he had, towards the middle of June, an ERA that was hovering in the neighborhood of like the 4.8s. As a matter of fact, entering into July, he had an ERA that was in the neighborhood of about 5, but has allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 13 out of his last 15 starts. Since the beginning of the month of July, a 3.09 ERA, 3.87 fielding independent in this time span, while giving up less than a home run per 9 innings, being able to suppress the deep ball, giving up a few more walks along the way, has been giving up about 3.3, 3.4 walks per 9 innings in this time span, has been helping him out. And you've got an Orioles team that they are a whole is greater than the sum of its parts lineup, as I like to call it, because throughout much of the year, you've had Adley Rutschman as the leadoff hitter for this team, being able to supply about a 372 to 375 on base. And for Aaron Hicks, he has really become a nice cog for this Orioles team under the radar in their loss in Atlanta game number 2. He was able to have multiple hits. He put up 5 RBI. Hicks has been absolutely tremendous for this team. And then from there, you've got the likes of Ryan Mountcastle, Gunnar Anderson, Anthony Santander, Austin the Say's kid, all these guys with between about a 310 to a 330 on base. Santander and Anderson both had 28 home runs during the regular season. I think that both, if you combine the regular season and the postseason, have 29 home runs. And then you're able to sort of have guys like Jordan Westberg, Ryan O'Hearn, Roman Urias, guys like that, be able to platoon. So they've done a solid job on that front. And the Orioles, they do have the better bullpen, even with Felix Bautista being on the fold. Yennier Cano just above a 2 ERA during the regular season. You've got some under-the-radar guys as well. Someone like a D.L. Hall at a sub-3.5 ERA. Jacob Webb has been solid throughout the season. Danny Columbus, well, I do think that the Orioles are going to do a good job in this ordeal of being able to suppress the Texas Rangers offense that has been white on. And as we know with the Texas Rangers, if they want to, they could throw out their starting lineup that during the regular season had all but one of their main starting 9 hit at least a 255 for the team. And that man is Adolis Garcia at 39 home runs, north of 100 RBI. This team does it against righties and lefties. In the first 2 games of the series, you saw Corey Seager have a 667 on base. He drew 5 walks in game number 2. That's like absolutely insane to drop 5 walks in a game. So you've got that going on. Marcus Semien, north of 25 home runs, about a 350 on base at the leadoff spot here during the season. Evan Carter is someone that has come up late in the season, giving the team a nice boost as well. The likes of Mitch Garver, when he's been out there, Ezekiel Duranis, he just dealt with injury. Nathaniel Lowe, give between about 15 to 20 home runs, sitting north of a 260, has been big. Josh Young's return to the lineup has been massive as well. But I do think that Eovaldi, he's somewhere in the middle. I don't think that he's as great as that start that he had against the Rays. I don't think he's as bad as that guy that we saw with a 9 ERA in the month of September as well. And I do like the form of Kramer here as well. And I do think that we get a little bit of a lower scoring game after we saw just an explosion of offense in game number 2. Semi-total at 8.8. Going to be looking at the under with the Orioles at a plus 114 or higher like we're getting. I think that they save their season and force a game 4. So looking at the Orioles on the money line and the under. And that wrap things up for the Tuesday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family of Podcasts. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter /XSimeline, @JNN_41. Keep in mind, letters EM, name does not matter. As per usual, please send these into the timeline. And the other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks to Sean Cirillo of Action Network for joining me in the last segment, coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'll be back with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.